Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be completing Simen Tof Nun today. We're up to the Sif Zayin, which is at the last few words of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Mechaber begins, and he tells us, Asur Lahaskir, a person is not forbidden to lease or to rent Kli, his utensils, Le'ein Yehudi, to a non-Jewish person, Bet Pesach, on Pesach itself, Kidei Sheyavashel B'chametz, and that the non-Jewish person is going to use those kelim to bake chametz, to cook chametz in them on Pesach. However, Avo Maskir Lo Chamor, Lavi Olav Chametz, but you would be allowed to rent him your donkey. You could give him your car, for example, and he would go and use that to transport chametz. That's not a problem. What's the distinction between these two? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Dalet. The reason why you can't go and cook chametz over here in the Yid's utensils is because Mishum Shurotze Bikiyumo Shul Chametz, because as brought down in the name of the Torah, as you see in Os Mem Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion, a person wants that chametz to exist, because when you go and cook something, so if he's going to be cooking chametz on Pesach, so even though it's his chametz and he's going to use it and you're not getting any benefit from that chametz directly, what would happen if that pot was on the fire? An empty pot on the fire is going to break if you leave the fire on. It's going to burn, it's going to break. If you were to leave that utensil on the fire with no chametz inside of it, the kli would break. And therefore, you are in fact getting benefit. The fact that the guy is cooking chametz in that utensil is actually something that you desire, something that you want, because otherwise the kli would break. And therefore, that's the reason why it's aser over here to go and have him cook with your utensil on Pesach with a chametz tikka item inside the kli. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, based upon this, we can be miyashev a question that the Magen Avraham brought down, who says, Madu legabe haskaras tanur lenochri, in regards to renting an oven, leasing an oven to your nochri on Pesach, hutzruchul esor mitzad mistaker bisuri hanah. There we said the only reason you're not allowed to do this is because if you own that oven, you're getting an actual financial benefit from the sale of the oven, the rental of the oven. Below nesan, we don't say over there mitzad rotze bikiyumo shel chametz, that the fact that you want the chametz to continue to exist, because otherwise your kli will break. So the difference is the tanur won't break if the chametz is taken out of it, whereas here the kli would, and therefore that is the halachic difference between these two conditions, why there's a different explanation over here for the tanur versus the kli. The issue footnote number 38 brings down as well a larger discussion. We'll just look at one point of it. He says in the second paragraph, V'litei mizono shel chametz kodem ha-pesach, li'avdo nochri shemizono savalav, to give over here mizonos to the servant or the worker that you have before Pesach and tell him, V'lomalo shiachzikim koyme ha-pesach, I want you to know you have to eat this every day on Pesach. So I gave you here a box of Cheerios. I want this will be your breakfast for the next 8 days. So he brings down, we already learned this in Simon Tafmim, hey, that's not allowed. Shosser. Why? Because you want that box of Cheerios to exist though, because otherwise he's going to come back to you and say, I need more food. Shariyotza b'kiyumo shel ha-chametz. So that's why that is osser. The issue footnote number 38 brings down a number of other inyanim that are related, ayin sham. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sif Katan Chafei, and he writes that you're allowed to go and rent him your donkey. Why? Share lo ich patle im yovar chametz. Because here, you're renting him the donkey. If the load of chametz that he's carrying on the donkey goes away, that doesn't bother you at all. You don't care about that. So therefore, you're not rotze b'kiyumo. You're not interested over here that chametz should continue to exist. He's paying you for the donkey. So whether he uses it or not for chametz is irrelevant. However, the Hikshu Achronim, the Achronim is the following Shaila. The Le'yosir, it should be Osir in any event, Bein Bichli, Bein Bichamor, you shouldn't be able to give him your utensil, you shouldn't be able to give him your donkey, Mishum Mistaker Bisuri Hanah, She'osu L'chatchila, because you're benefiting over here, he's carrying the chametz, and you're benefiting from him carrying the chametz. That's why he rented from you the donkey, or that's why he rented from you the keli. So that should be also because of making a profit from Isuri Hanah. How come that's not the case over here? And he says, Ukumosha Kosu B'sif Makodmin. We had already explained that that's Osir for that reason. However, he brings down over here, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion Os Mem Daled, this from the Bach and the Groh and the Maimar Mordechai, Umaske de Din Zehu Lahai Shita, that this only applies according to the Shita that says, the Ein Asu Listaker Bisuri Hanoah, Rak B'Avodah Zorah Chadome. We brought down previously there's a machlokes as to what this Isser Hanoah is. Is it only a overriding Isser when it deals with Avodah Zorah, or is it applied to all Isuri Hanoah? So this opinion that we just said, that there's no concern of being mistaker, Bisur Hanah, is only going according to the Shita that says there's only an Issa listaker, Bisur Hanah, by Avodah Zorah, but not by Chametz, not by other Shari Surim. But according to the opinion, it says you're not allowed to do business and get benefit from any Isuri Hanoa. So then, over here too, Huadin, here too, Osir, it would be forbidden. The Osir Gam, Gabi Chamor, Lohavi Elochomets, it would be forbidden even to go rent him your donkey. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'da, furthermore, you should know, the Gam Lashita Zo, even according to this Machmir opinion, Davko Shehiskir Beferush Lohavi Elochomets, even according to the Isser that it applies by all Isser Hanoa, you're not allowed to get Hanoa from it, you're not allowed to be Mistaka with it. That's only if you specifically said, I'm renting you my donkey to go carry Chomets, then it wouldn't be allowed. However, Avol, but in a case where Im Hiskir Stam Lizman, he's renting your donkey for 2 weeks, the Havial of Chomets, and then he carried on the Chomets during Pesach, Mutu, then there is no problem, even according to the Machmir Shita, that you're not allowed to be Mistaka Bisur Hanoa. In this situation, you would be allowed to be Mistaka over here. Why? Shari Im Lo Holich Olov Shum Dover, because you rented him your donkey. Let's say he didn't use it, he was tired, and he didn't end up carrying anything on the donkey. You're getting your money anyway. You're not getting your money based upon each trip that he does with Chomets. You're getting the money for the rental. He paid you $200 for the 2 weeks you're renting him your donkey. If he uses your donkey to carry Chomets, he doesn't use your donkey to carry Chomets, you still get your $200. And therefore, this is analogous to Kamosha Kosav Nilel Gabe Tanur. Likewise, when you rent the non-Jewish person, your Tanur. You're renting the Tanner for $200. If he uses the Tanner, he doesn't use the Tanner, you still get your $200. And therefore, in this situation, one is permitted over here, even according to the Machmir opinion, that says you're not allowed to be Mistaker, be Sur Hanoah, you're allowed to be Mistaker as long as you don't specifically tell him over here you're doing the business with the Chomets. Now we go to the last Ramah in this beautiful Siman. The Ramah states, Hagah, the Yesh Matirim, there is an opinion that says that you're permitted not only to do what we just said, but also Lahochim Chamin B'chli Chametz, to heat up water in a Chametz sticker utensil that you lend to the guy, that he's going to heat up the water in this utensil. And what's he going to do with that water? V'lir Chotz Bem, and he's going to use it to take a shower, to take a bath. And likewise, V'chein Shar Tzorchei Anoah B'chli Chametz, any other type of non-eating of this chametz that the guy is going to do with this utensil that he heats up water, so any other usage is also permitted over here. There is no isser involved in that. And Ramah concludes, he brings down from Tosos and the Mordechai, v'chein hu aminog. This is in fact the halacha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, what does it mean over here that they're permitted to lend the utensil to the guy and heat up water in this chametz stick utensil and use it for bathing? Rotz Lomar, the Ramah is telling us here, the Mishnah Berurah says, the lo nema, we don't say, the zeh gam kein kein rotze b'kiyumo shel chametz hamuv lo b'defani hakli. We don't say over here that this is analogous to the case where you want the chametz in the pot to stay there, because if the chametz in the pot came out, then the pot would break. So we don't say that over here, b'shul ha'kli, that we want the kli over here not to break. Shebishor shemishtamish ba, harehu rotze shetiyah shlema. You do want the kli over here to be not broken. Omimela, kemisha rotze b'chomitz ablu b'socha. We might have thought that you should say that this is the same exact situation. Shariyev shor zeb lizeh. You can't have one without the other. Nevertheless, the lo amrinu came b'chomitz hamuvla sheino be'ayin. We don't say that over here when you're not dealing with chomitz be'en. You're not dealing over here with real chomitz. You're dealing with blios, absorptions of chomitz. We don't say this. As opposed to when he's cooking chomitz in that pot, if that chomitz was to be removed, then you would not be happy because the pot's going to break. Here, the water that he's cooking over here to have hot water to take a bath, so while it has blios of chametz in it, you don't really care about those blios of chametz at all. You just want the water over there, and therefore it's not a problem. If I understand this Mishnah Berurah, that's what he's telling us over here. Now, Sivkot Chav Zayin, he says that the non-Jewish person is allowed to go wash himself with the chametz sticker water that was heated up in this chametz sticker pot. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, likewise, Olachov, he could shampoo with this water. Olachov Bo Harosh, he could shampoo his head. In all of these situations, Shari Eino Nana Elimina Kli. He's not getting benefit from Chomets over here. He's only getting benefit from the Chomets Dika Kli. The absorptions of Chomets that may be coming out of here, he's not really benefiting from those at all. Even though, from a halachic point of view, there is Chomets in this water over here, you don't notice that from a practical point of view. You don't really care that there's blios of chametz in this water over here when you're showering with it or you're washing your hair, you're shampooing your hair with it, and therefore it's permitted. Furthermore, he brings down v'kosva achronim, and in the Shaar Tzion Os Memches is the Morgan of Rum in the name of the Magle Tzedek. And the same idea is also brought down from the Graz. And what do they say over here? These achronim write that dafka b'kli hamyuchad l'rechitza u'l'chavisa, that when it's allowed to go and rent out your utensil to the non-Jewish person over here, it's talking about a utensil that is specifically a bathing utensil or a washing utensil over here. You don't normally use it to make a cholent in it, but you make it over here. Normally, this is how you heat up water for bathing or showering purposes or laundry purposes. Shein derech lishtamish bo le'achila, and it's not normally used for food. However, your big cholent pot, avo b'chli, shederech lefam lishtamish bo le'achilu shasiyah, but it's used over here normally for eating and drinking purposes, and right now you're just heating it up in order to take a shower, tzarech latzniyah b'mokom tznuah, you shouldn't rent that vessel out, but you should put that vessel away with all your other vessels in a place that you won't come to by accident use it on Pesach, and that's why you put it in a mokom tznuah, hidden away place, v'in lishtamish bo, and you shouldn't use it, afilu l'ruchitzo kvisa, you shouldn't take your cholent pot out on Pesach and say, well, I'm not going to eat from it, I'm not going to drink from it, but I'm going to heat up water from my bath from it. You're not supposed to do that because you may forget yourself. Once you have your cholent pot out and you just use it to heat up water, you say, hey, you know what? I'm also hungry. I'm going to go make myself some hot water over here or cook a cholent or whatever in this dish now. And you're going to forget yourself and you're going to be using your chametz to kli, which is going to spit out, be polate, the chametz that's in the walls, the blios, and that would be a problem. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says, umikom mokom. You ran out of your regular pot breaks and you don't have something to heat up water for the kids to take a bath or something like that. So you could take out your cholent pot, your chametzik or cholent pot in that situation and heat up the water with it as long as you're not using it for cooking purposes. We don't worry from this one situation that you're going to come to use it right now. And this will be explained to Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Simon when we start Tuf Nun Aleph. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes the last Mishnah Berurah in this beautiful Simon, and he writes, the Ramah says, V'chein hu aminug. This, in fact, is the minug that you can use these large pots to go heat up water for bathing or cleaning purposes. Then he asks, the Mishnah Berurah says, U'le'inyon limkor l'nachri b'pesach kelim chamutzim. What about to sell to the non-Jewish person your chametz tika kelim over here? So he brings down from, you see this in Os Mem Tes, the base mayor, Yesh Matirim, there are those that say it's okay, V'gam kemi tamanal, for the reason that we just said, because Shari Nene rak mi guf ha'kli, because he's not really benefiting from the chomets blios that are inside the kli. He's benefiting from the kli, and below mi balua, and not from the blios that are inside of it. Unless, of course, Yaakov says, whoa, I want a kli that has the blios of cholent inside of it over here because that somehow is going to make it better for me. If he's paying you extra for that, so then, of course, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. That is the opinion of the base mayor, the Momekel opinion. The issue foot number 40 brings down, we have the same question with the Michael Shinisari Bochomets. You have a dish that has some chomets mixed into it. So we brought down in Simon Tov Mem Zayin that there are more paskin over there. Shatzorach Lisrof is called, oh, Michael, normally you have to go and burn the whole thing because it has chomets in it. However, he said, if it's a huge financial loss, let's say you had a little bit of chomets mixed in over here, it wasn't butter for whatever the reason, and it's mixed into this very large, expensive, non-chomets sticker dish, in this situation would be a huge financial loss, ain't circle surfer, we don't make you go and burn the whole thing. What can you do? Sell it to the guy, and the product is only worth $1,000 with the chametz inside of it. So only sell it to him for $998. So you're essentially not getting any benefit from the chametz that's inside of it over here, and that would be permissible. In any event, this was the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the base mayor, that is the Momekel opinion. But then he brings down, and this we'll see, if you look in the Haratzion, Os Nun is holding like the second opinion in the tour, and this is also Psak of the Chayi Adam, and it says, V'yesh Osrim, there are those that say that you can't do this bazet. You can't go and sell your chametz tika pot to a non-Jewish person. Furthermore, Kosu Achronim, he then brings down the final statement he's going to make on this subject. The Achronim say, Yisrael Machzik Erind Misar. What's an errand? So you can see in the Tirgum Os 1, so it says, Esek Hanitan B'Chakira. This seems to be like a license or a permission to be the one to go and do this thing, given permission by the government. So you are the only one that has the rights over here, let's say the beer. V'yeshom Bayish Osim Shecher. And there's a house, the factory, that makes the beer. Shekorin Melt's house, a hops house, or a beer house. Uminog, and the way they set this up was, Shekomi Shetzorich Lasso Shecher, anybody that wants to make beer, Osev Abayis Hana would come to this house and they would bake or make the beer in this house. V'Yisrael no Teleschiris. And the Yid had the rights over here to this type of trade and people would pay him the money. He would pay the government the licensing fee. So let's say he paid the government $100 and he charged everybody a total of $200. So that's how he made money, that's how the government made money, and that's how everybody made their beer. Now, he's the only one with the license over here. They want to do this on Pesach. If he lets them go and make their beer on Pesach in this Maltz house over here, he doesn't want all those kelim to be destroyed, so he wants them to have success with their beer and not have those kelim be broken. Because if their chametz comes out over here, if their hops come out, then it's going to be, again, a pot on a hot fire, and it's going to break, and that would be against what he wants. So therefore, he's getting benefit over here from the kiyum of the beer, the chametz. And therefore, so how can he do this? He's going to be getting money, financial benefit over here, benefiting from them doing something that's aser. For you, for them it's not aser. Furthermore, Vod Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah says, since in those days, the way that you would get paid over here was they didn't pay you back in money, but they paid you back in beer. When the guy, let's say, makes his 5 gallons of beer, so you're getting 1 gallon of that. Even though you're getting it after Pesach, of course you're not taking it on Pesach, nevertheless, asur. Why? Since that was basically yours. He made 5 gallons, one of which is coming to you. So it's as if you own it already on Pesach, and therefore it's chomish of a Pesach, and you can't get any benefit from it after Pesach. And therefore, so the aids in this situation is sell your rights that you have gotten from the Tsar, so sell those rights to a non-Jewish person for the week of Pesach. That's Eitzah number one. Or alternatively, he brings that from the Makor Chaim, Os Nunalef in the Sharet Zion. Or, Yaskir al Eza Shavuos, Kedeshia Yemeha Pesach Be'avlov Shari. Or, give him the rights to the Maltz house over here for 3 weeks. So he gets the week before Pesach, the week of Pesach, the week after Pesach, let's say. And this way, the week of the Pesach that you're getting money for, it's Havlo. It's all enveloped in, it's all wrapped in, it's all swallowed up in that one payment that you're getting. And therefore, it's not a problem. However, if you didn't get the rights from the government, Gufa Maltz house, from the entire Gufa the Maltz house, you didn't get the rights over here to the house. You just basically have the right over here to get the fee for each time people use it. That you get the cost of each person using it. So then in this situation, it's a little bit of a different of arrangement. Die, it would be adequate. Then, since you're only entitled to get a percentage of what they make, you can tell them, I don't want my percentage till after Pesach. In this situation, what should you do? Rach yichtivu b'mikosim lo. They should write down in their ledgers, when they're doing this on Pesach, shetochim Pesach, we ground up X amount of grain or hops over here on Pesach and made it into beer, and only v'achar Pesach yigmehem. Then he can go see what the ledger says. Okay, there's 5 gallons, 10 gallons, whatever the amount is, he can collect it from them after Pesach. And v'chein adin b'machzik rechayim b'arenda. The same thing would apply if somebody has a millstone that he has the rights to from the government, and he's the only one that can do this. So the same rules apply by a millstone as it did by the beer making Maltz house. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tov Nun and today's shir. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start dealing with the very important halachos of Hagolas Kelim, how to kasher Kelim for Pesach. Thank you, as always, for listening.